Family Life, Doug Mueller. Number 6, Michael Gilbert. And taking it on to the New York Rangers, number 13, Jack Lushee. Get on your feet, man, for the Miller Lite Cup mascot, Rocky Rockout! Now let's introduce tonight's teams of the night, brought to you by Carpet Tag. Tonight we have the Texas Rangers. We have Kristen Patterson. and her therapy dog, Honey. taking the field for 2022. Rock on out. And in right field tonight, number 21, Devin Foyle.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Kind of feels like summertime in West Texas, 90 degrees, and, well, it's West Texas, so the wind is blowing, and it is going to be very much in effect again tonight, as it was in last night's ball game and really throughout this series so far. Game three of a six-game set between the Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders, Texas League South Division matchup, and this one is mentioned game number three. The teams will continue through this weekend. The Rough Riders really rolled last night. 17-hit attack for Frisco. The Rockhounds kind of chipped in a little help of their own with three errors, and they were very critical. The four runs that broke a two-ball tie, or the three runs, rather, that did in the fifth inning were all unearned last night. So, yeah, Rockhounds kind of kicked the ball around a little bit, but, boy, the Rough Riders needed very little, if any, help with a 17-hit attack. Right-hander Jack Cushing goes to the mound this evening for the Rockhounds. Justin Slayton, right-hander, will oppose him for Frisco. Just ahead of lineups and first pitch, this should be really cool. Here's the Holy Cross High School Choir with our Star Spangled Banner. Holy Cross High School Choir with our national anthem from Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rough Riders come in 11-6, and that shares the best record in the Texas League. The Tulsa Drillers leading in the Northern Division, each at 11-6. Rockhounds and Amarillo, two games behind the Rough Riders. And for Frisco, again, it's an oddity. It's early in the season, of course, but my goodness, they have loved life out of the suitcase. The Rough Riders are 7-1 on the road, 6-0 at San Antonio, and with a win last night, they have now split the first two games of this series. So, man, don't know what it is about the traveling, but it seems to suit the Riders just fine. Jack Cushing has baseball in hand. Get you the Frisco Rough Riders lineup and get you the first pitch of the game right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought to you in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
We have 90 degrees, actually 91. The wind anywhere from 20 and gusting on occasion up to about 25. So not quite as strong last night, but you get 20 miles an hour plus, of course, and you match that against 6 ounces of baseball, and Mother Nature is going to have an effect. That much is for sure. Jack Cushing to the mound for the Rockhounds in this game. He'll face J.P. Martinez, and it's only fitting that J.P. lead the game off. My goodness, has he had himself a series. Talk talk about the Rough Riders liking life on the road. JP has liked life in West Texas. He is 6-for-8 in this series, 2 home runs and 2 bunt singles among his hits. Martinez, one of 2 left-handed hitters on the roster, in fact, and he will lead it off. Here's Jack Cushing. Here's JP Martinez. First pitch of the game, he swings at it and bounces it foul right at the plate, 0-1. Martinez in center field leads it off. Ezequiel Duran will bat second and play second. Duran, the second baseman. Dustin Harris back in the lineup, the left fielder. Dustin Harris will bat number 3 for Frisco. And Blaine Crim, the first baseman, bats cleanup. Blaine Crim at first. 0-1 pitch, sliced foul out of play, left side. Quick 0-2 count to Martinez. That has not bothered PJ at all, though, in this series, 0-2. His home run in yesterday's game came on an 0-2 delivery. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and 0-2 pitch drops down low, 1-ball, 2-strikes. I correct myself, that was Martinez's home run opening night. He has one in each of the first 2 games. He's just been hitting, pure and simple. Count is 1-ball, 2-strikes. Stretch and pitch, and that one's fouled back. Do it again on 1-2. Justin Foscue, the designated hitter, will bat 5th for Frisco. Foscue, the DH. Jonathan Ornelas is the shortstop, batting 6th, playing the 6th spot. Ornelas at short. David Garcia behind the plate. He'll bat 7th. Garcia, the Frisco catcher. Here's a 1-2. Swung on, sent high in the air. Shallow center, shortstop out. Jeremy Ironman shielding his eyes. Boy, that high sun makes the catch. Nothing is simple. Obviously, catches like that need to be made no matter the conditions, but you have a high sky, and again, the sun setting behind the first base side. Your shadow is already stretched out past the feet of the pitcher, so Ironman looking up into the sun and trying to handle that wind, but he does so, 1 down, and Martinez retired for only the 3rd time in the series. Here's Ezequiel Duran, right-handed hitting second baseman, pushing with a pitch. Just off the outside corner with a fastball, 1-0. Bottom of the order, Sandro Fabian. Boy, had a good ball game last night. He'll bat 8th, the right fielder, Fabian and right. And Dio Arias is the 3rd baseman batting 9th. Arias is the 3rd baseman. Fastball strike this time at the knees. Called strike 1-1 to Duran. Ezequiel at 239 on the season. A home run, 6 driven in. Very high prospect for the Rangers. 1-1 pitch rolled up toward first base. That ball will just dribble foul. Jordan Diaz could not get there in time to make the play in fair territory. I think he probably would have had an out had he been able to get there, but ball was just dribbling foul. We have a pesky paper napkin or piece of paper of some sort, which looks like it is running the bases in reverse. It was at first base, blew down the first base line, turned left. From our vantage point at home plate, and is now going up the 3rd base side. In the breeze, of course, 1-1 pitch, and that'll actually 1-2 drops down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count. There we go. Somebody out of the Frisco dugout that away, gentlemen. Somebody go out and corral that one. That was Justin Foscue. He's the DH, but he made a nice play there. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Cushing comes up with a strikeout of Duran. So 2 men down, the whip. Obviously, Jack's first of the game, and here is Dustin Harris. He's the other left-handed hitter on the roster. Only 2 pure left-handed hitters on the Frisco roster. A switch hitter, but actually a couple of switch hitters. That's right, David Garcia is one. Almost forgot that chopper foul, and count is 0-1. Jack Cushing was the starter opening night, April 8th at Amarillo, so this will be the start of the 4th time through the rotation. Rockhounds have used a 6-man rotation on the year. Pitch right down the middle, called strike 0-2, with Harris taking all the way. Dustin at 288 has a home run. He's driven in 10. The 0-2 pitch, bounced foul, well wide of first base. Count stays 0-2. Harris, a really good contact hitter, good hitter all around. A really good contact guy, so he made good contact on the 0-2 there, protecting the plate. Left-handed hitter, as mentioned, with nobody on and 2 men down. Cushing with a no-windup motion, 0-2, hard hit ball, and that's in the right center field, a base hit. Max Schumann unable to get there, the second baseman, so a base hit for Harris. talk a little bit more about Dustin as this game goes along. He might be and might have been wearing a Rockhounds uniform for this game had it not been for a trade between the Rangers and A's. And he has really been a nice addition, guy who is vaulted into top five prospect status. He's on at first base with two down. Riders is 6 out of 6 on the base paths in this series. Let's see if Harris is running here. Blaine Krim is the batter. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. Blaine at 288, the home run, and 8 driven in. He singled last night and on the line drive to center, and with the ball in the air and just basically crossing from the infield dirt to the outfield grass, pitch to the corner, gets there, called strike 1-1. I realized that I simply wrote it down incorrectly when I transposed some things off the roster or typed it incorrectly. Had him listed as Blake, not Blaine. So we corrected halfway through game two. So Blaine, I owe you a game and a half. The 1-1 stretch in pitch, just down low. Fastball at 92 for Jack Cushing. 1-1 with an 8.10 ERA. He's had two rough outings and one very good when he was really good against Corpus Christi in his only home start before this one. Here's a swing and a miss. Boy, ran that away again. That one in 91. The little movement on that pitch, and the count goes 2-2. Harris at this point has not shown any signs of running. Has a two-out base hit. Set by Cushing. Runner goes. Pitch swung on and fouled away. Don't know why. I just had a feeling for some reason Harris would be running. Rough Riders very aggressive against the Hounds, and maybe that's what the iPad is saying. Wichita was as well. Of course, the wind surge among the runningest teams in the league. Very successfully so as well. So is Frisco. They are 20 out of 22 on the base paths. 2-2 stretch. Is Harris running? He is not. The pitch is down and away. Count goes full. As we said, base running and base stealing, supposed to be a lost art. We're going away, but a whole bunch of teams are running and running a bunch and getting there. 3-2, runner goes, pitch taken. Boy, just outside. Jack Cushing and a couple thousand of his closest friends thought that was a strike. Boy, that was right on the border. Look at the stolen bases in this league. Frisco, as you mentioned, is 20 out of 22. So not only running, but running extremely effectively. Northwest Arkansas, 26 out of 29. Wichita is 29 out of 34. So base stealing may not be all that alive and well in the big leagues, but it's doing just fine here in the Texas League. Two men on. With two men out, here's Justin Foscue, right-handed hitting, designated hitter. Cushing's pitch. Oh, it just runs low for a ball, 1-0. Jack gave up 8 base hits in 4 1/3 at Amarillo on that opening night. And he gave up 6 runs, 5 earned on 6 hits in 3 innings at Wichita in his last outing. The 1-0 pitch, that'll get there at the knees, called strike. Good pitch from Cushing, 1-1. In his middle start, April 14th against Corpus Christi here, he did give up 7 base hits, but it took 6 innings, and he gave up just 1 run. Walked 1 and struck out 6, by far his best outing of the 3. The 1-1 pitch, backs up, just inside. Well, again, crowd not happy. The 2 pitches on which the crowd reacted a little bit, very close, but both go the hitter's way. Justin Foscue at 222, playing in just his 8th game after joining the club late. Had some tightness in his back out of spring training. Stayed behind for a bit. Needs a swing and a miss. Took a healthy cut, foul tip into the glove of Kyle McCann, 2-2. Dustin Harris, a 2-out sharp single to right center, then Blaine Krim on a close 3-2 pitch draws a walk, so it's 2-on, 2-out. Hoskey waits, look at second by Cushing, 2-2 pitch, inside ball 3. So Jack gets the first 2 outs pretty much in very routine fashion, a pop out and a strikeout. But now it's 2 men on, 2 men out, and a 3-2 count, so the runners will go. Foscue waits, 3-2 stretch. Pitch takes flight, swing and a miss. Yep, got him. Couldn't tell if that was a foul tip, but if it was, Kyle McCann held on to it. So Jack Cushing comes up with his second strikeout of the inning, and a mini rally goes by the boards. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a couple of men left on base. half inning complete. Game three underway in the six-game series. Village Car Wash score, the Rough Riders nothing. And against right-hander Justin Slayton, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Max Schumann will lead it off for the Rockhounds. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Right-hander Justin Slayton. Tall right-hander, 6 feet 4 inches tall. And faced Max, right-hander against right-hander. Schumann at second base in this game. Takes up high for ball one. Max will be followed by Chase Calaboy, the center fielder, and Zach Geloff at third base. Pitch swung and fouled back out of play. I'll tell you what, I just chuckled. I look at my scorecard. Bobby Crosby, you know, I visited with Bobby a little bit earlier today, and he had sent the lineup over sometime in the noon hour, as he usually does. And so I got my card out, and he said I might as well fill in the lineup and the stats and all of that. Pitch to the corner, called strike to Max. It's 1-2. And I seem to have done that with Frisco, the lineup and the statistics. I look at my card for the Rockhounds. I have the lineup and not one number written in next to them. So Max Schumann is hitting, 250. Pitch to the dirt. The count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goodness gracious. You see, that's dangerous. You know, you think you're ahead of the game. Yeah, maybe not. Max, right-handed hitter. My son going to get a little nasty. Here's a ground ball toward third base. That's going to test the theory. Shortstop Ornelas makes the play, the long throw. And did he get him? Yep, got him by a quarter step. Boy, Juan Delaney thought Max beat that out. That's a really good play by Ornelas. The sun is really down to that point where it is just setting just above the roof of the ballpark on the third base side. So shortstop, third base, and left field. It is a little treacherous. Ornelas didn't have the glasses down, but you could see his sunglasses up on the brim of the cap glistening, so that's right into the sunshine. Good play. Here's Chase Calaboy now, the center fielder. Bounces one foul, 0-1. Zach Geloff batting third, playing third. He is on deck. Devin Foyle, the right fielder. Bat in the cleanup spot, Devin in right. Jeremy Ironman is the shortstop. He'll bat fifth at short, Jeremy Ironman. Slayton's pitch right down the middle, called strike. Quickly 0-2 is the count to Chase. Took a collar last night, did Chase Calaboy, and that does not happen very often. Just the second time in 12 games he has not reached base at least once. Chase waits from the left side, and Slayton will step away. So see if he got, did time get called there, or was it going to be? Nope, he did not. It's 1-2. That's kind of a fine line now with the enforcement of the pitch clock. The 1-2 pitch. Called third strike. Well, Chase not happy at all. Called third strike inside corner at the knees. Boy, that was just a dart. So Chase out on strikes and a strikeout for Slayton. Rest of the order, Jordan Diaz batting sixth at first base. Jordan Diaz at first. Kyle McCann will bat seventh. He's the catcher, Kyle McCann, behind the dish. Jake Suttleson, the designated hitter, batting eighth. Jake is the DH. pitch a good fastball called strike. Got their upper edge strike to Zach Gelop, 96 miles an hour. Right-handed throws hard. Michael Goldberg rounds out the lineup, batting ninth, and he'll be in left field. Breaking pitch slipped away, up and in, one ball, one strike. So Schumann, Kalibuig, and Gelof, Foil, Eierman, and Diaz, McCann, Settleson, and Goldberg for the Hounds. Nobody on and two men down. Gelof swings, fouls it away. Mentioned visiting with Bobby Crosby before the game, actually earlier this afternoon. And I always wonder if players are really aware of streaks, and I think largely they are. Zach certainly was. Here's the 1-2 pitch and a bouncer foul. I say was because he did get on base last night, but he did not have a hit. So a 14-game hit streak goes by the boards. But he was, again, talking with Ed Sprague, who is here from the A's front office. Organization, a swing and a miss, and Gelof out on strikes. And Gelof said he didn't feel like he was swinging the bat very well and maybe was conscious of just trying to make sure he got a base hit in each game. So it's interesting. He is a really, really bright ball player, Zach, but he's out on strikes here and a really good first inning for Justin Slayton. He also with a couple of strikeouts. It's Momentum Bank Ballpark, and we have played the first inning of this third game of this series between these longtime rivals. Village Car Wash score after one. Rockhounds nothing and the Rough Riders nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Jonathan Ornelas leads it off. Apologies, I was slow on the trigger. Takes a called strike one, top of the second inning underway. Jack Cushing comes back with a fastball just down and away, 1-1. Jonathan Ornelas, David Garcia, and Sandro Fabian here in the second, no score. Right-handed hitter is Ornelas. Swings ground ball sharply to third. Picked nicely by Gelof right at the shoetops. The throw is going to be on a hop, but it's handled by Diaz. That ball took kind of a gentle hop right in front of Jordan, and Ornelas almost beat it out. And again, you throw it across the diamond right into the wind. You just don't think about that all that much in terms of how the wind can affect things. But, boy, you learn quickly here in West Texas, no question. Yeah, the wind can affect all sorts of things, including very much throws, and that was a long one across the diamond. Here's David Garcia. Switch hitting catcher takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. David 6 for 27 to start the season, .222 average as he stands in. 0-1 pitch, outside corner, or just wide. One ball and one strike. Garcia, no home runs, and six driven in. One ball, one strike pitch, swung on, lifted in the air to left center field, and on the move is Goldberg, and Michael will handle that. Wind kind of pushing it to him. Well, again, wind is really going to affect anything hit into the air. Line drives, of course, are always a good idea, but that wind is strong again here tonight. Two up, two down for Sandro Fabian. We had a good ball game last night, had a three-hit game. Went 0 for on opening night of the series, but 3 for 4 with a home run last night. Takes right down the heart of the plate.
Off-speed pitch for a strike, 0-1. A couple of home runs for Sandro. One, as mentioned, coming in this series. 0-1 pitch, and that sliced into right field, and that will sink and drop. Just a little absolute duck snort. Got the pitch down and in on him, and Fabian just fought it off. Just looped it into very shallow right field. Devin Foyle will collect it, but that's a base hit. At least four for his last five is Sandro Fabian. Flair single to right field. Second hit of the game for the Riders near is Dio Arias. Right-handed hitting third baseman. Dio 0-for-4 opening night in this series with a couple of strikeouts. Did not play last night. Everybody blamed to pull with third baseman Zach Geloff. Here's the pitch called strike. Outside corner, just got there at the knees. Looking at Zach Geloff playing third base, mentioned shading the line solidly. And, man, he is in sunshine from the knees up, which will tell you that sun is peering right at him. 0-1 pitch. Chopper to him, and Geloff will make the play. Goes the short way to second for the out. Boy, nothing easy right now, the sun. And, of course, that won't be the case for all that much longer. But, boy, you got sun, you got wind, and a good play there by Geloff. The base hit goes by the boards. Our Village Car Wash score of the game through an inning and a half. Frisco nothing, and the Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off, binge watch anything, go to happy hour, and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Playing baseball in the sunshine and the West Texas breeze as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Riders nothing, Rockhounds nothing. Hounds went very quietly against right-hander Justin Slayton in the bottom of the first inning. So the middle third of the order, Devin Foyle, Jeremy Eierman, and Jordan Diaz will face the right-hander here. Devin, left-handed hitter. He's the right fielder. Justin Slayton, native Texan, fires in a good fastball. Boy, down the middle at 94. He has really been solid. He's made three appearances, one a very short relief appearance, and then two starts since. 0-1 stretch, right-hander's pitch. Down the middle again, called strike in the knees. Boy, 94, knee-high. 0-2 count. Comes set, hands between the letters and the belt, and Devin Foyle reaches for that a little bit and fouls it back, and the count stays 0-2 to the Hounds' right fielder. Maybe Slayton's numbers after this at-bat, but really solid start to the year. Delivers just up high for a ball, one ball and two strikes. And he pitched just one inning in his first appearance. That was in relief. He's gone four innings in each of his two starts. Right-hander out of the University of New Mexico. The 1-2 pitch, and that's hit in the air to left field. But on the move is Harris, and he will backpedal and make the catch. So one man down here in the second. The batter will be Jeremy Eierman. Justin Slayton, including the first inning of this game, let's add that in 10 innings, only six hits, four runs, all earned, a couple of home runs, seven walks and 13 strikeouts. He came in with a 1.44 whip, and that's because of the walks. An opposition hitting just 200 against him early in this season. Delivers up high for a ball to Eierman. One ball, no strikes to Jeremy. This guy has really been productive of late as Ironman, 8 runs batted in now in his last 5 games. Takes down and away, ball 2, 2 balls, no strikes. 281 average with 3 home runs. Jeremy asking something of the home plate umpire. Got the answer he wants, I guess. Now we're ready. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Boy, he had a rip and chased the fastball up. 96-mile-an-hour heat. Nobody on. One out. Second inning. Ironman right-handed hitter. Stance ever so slightly closed. Pitch a swing and a miss. Boy, almost came out of his shoes at the off-speed delivery and can't find it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Justin Slayton, I mentioned, is a Texan. He's from Hallsville, Texas. Went to high school and actually still makes his home in his native hometown of Hallsville. Swing and a bouncer foul. Count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. And he has been right on the cusp of top 30 prospect status. In fact, at the end of last year, he was in the top 30, according to MLB.com and the Rangers organization. So may not appear on that list at the moment, but you know he's close. 2-2, and he got him swinging a miss. Boy, that same off-speed pitch got him chasing that a couple of times. 5 batters faced, and 3 batters struck out by Slayton. And Jordan Diaz took a collar last night, at least in terms of ABs. Went 0-for-3, did draw a walk. The guy who has really kind of changed his early season fortunes of late takes a big cut here and comes up empty. Jordan in his first 8 games hitting just .156, but he's 7-for-20 now in his last 5 games. Swings and fouls this one away quickly, 0-2. Boy, Slayton doing a nice job getting ahead of hitters. He got behind Ironman 2-0, but came back and got him on strikes. But he's been ahead against 5 of the first 6 hitters. Delivery to the corner is just wide. Boy, Slayton thought he might have had a strikeout there. That's close. Count is a ball and 2 strikes. Nobody on and 2 men down. Jordan Diaz waits. And a 1-2 pitch way up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jordan, right-handed hitter, back at first base in this one. He waits the 2-2 pitch and Slayton offers and the delivery down to the dirt, ball 3. So 0-2 is now 3-2. The reverse announcer's jinx, I guess. It looks he was doing a great job getting ahead of hitters. Got ahead 0-2, and now it's 3-2. Slayton with his sign comes set. Right hand over the 3-2. Ball hit in the air to right field. Carry a little, but not a lot. Back is Fabian, and he's got it for the out. Boy, that's into the wind, and the wind will really knock the stuffing out of anything hit toward the right side. Wind is pretty well foul pole, just a little bit inward, right to left. And again, 20 to 25 miles an hour. So the Hounds go in order for the second consecutive inning. And after 2, Village Car Wash score, Frisco nothing, Rock Hounds nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering life every day.
Top half of the third and top of the order for the Rough Riders. Frisco has had 3 base runners in this game. Couple of hits and a walk. Rockhound 6 up, 6 down at this point in this game. So Riders will get back to the top of the order. And that'll be J.P. Martinez. Well, he went out his first time up, popped out to shortstop. For JP, that constitutes a slump in this series. 6-for-9 in two games and one AB, a double, two solo home runs, two bunt singles, three driven in, two stolen bases. Other than that, nothing going on for JP. Takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Zach Gelof cheating in at third base. Jeremy Irman, shortstop, standing right on the cusp of that shadow and sunlight. Pitch to the inside corner, a beauty, called strike 0-2. JP, left-handed hitter. Here's Cushing's 0-2 pitch, ground ball to second base. Max Schumann right there, so a throw to first base, and my goodness, Martinez retired twice in a row. That is newsworthy. One man down for Ezekiel Duran. Great bunch on hand here tonight, Thirsty Thursday. Boy, we've got some folks in both picnic areas tonight, so this ballpark is, I think in terms of the seating area tickets, a sellout tonight. Really good bunch. This pitch swung on and off the bat of Duran, a pop-up, shallow center field. I think it'll be Ironman, boy, the wind taken out, and yeah, Jeremy will clutch it. Again, looking up into the sun, and with that breeze. Again, have to make the play, but my goodness. Got about as many elements as you can on an otherwise, we always say routine pop-ups. Try to catch one sometime, but of course these guys have to get that done. That is their job. But boy, you had a couple of the elements very bright in this game. It's strong. Called strike to Dustin Harris, 0-1. Singled his first time up on an 0-2 pitch, did Dustin. Left-handed hitter, nobody on, two down. Top of the third. Cushing pin, line drive, right field, a base hit. This kid really can hit. And that ball is bobbled, and he turns, he's going to come for two. Well, that ball was misplayed in right field by Devin Foyle, but I don't know if that'll be a hit and an error or a straight double. That is one that you can probably go either way, but Harris never slowed down, so we'll see if that is a double or a hit and an error. I don't see any stirring over in the scorekeeper's booth, so I think Steve will call that, I guess. It will be a double all the way. That's kind of one of those, well, not 50-50, kind of a 60-40, because Devin did boot the ball a little bit. Check swing Steve right to Blaine Krim, couldn't hold up. But the other thing there, the ball was bobbled not all that far, and Harris, to his credit, never slowed down. So he might have had eyes on a double anyway. He's at second with two down. Krim takes. That's a strike. At the knees, 0-2. So the Riders have had the game's four base runners. Two of those have been Dustin Harris, a single in the first, and now a double here in the third. 0-2 to Blaine Krim. Former Hoya comes set. Jack Cushing from Georgetown University. 0-2, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. He doesn't throw it quite as hard as Slayton does, but that got the job done. Third strikeout for Jack Cushing. He's had a man on in each of the first three innings, but no damage done. 2.5 complete. Village Car Wash score. Frisco nothing. And the Rockhounds nothing.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now two.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Justin Slayton has been really strong. He has faced six, retired six, half of them on strikes. He'll face the bottom third of the order for the Hounds here in the third inning. Kyle McCann, Jake Sutelson, and Michael Goldberg. Just heard from Hilliard IT Solutions, and this is one of my favorite little bits of historical trivia. I just love this one. Take you back to the Astrodome in Houston, Texas, the eighth wonder of the world, as it was called when constructed. So it's the Astrodome, and it is 1965, and the Astros are hosting the New York Mets. And there are two guys who have a rather unusual vantage point for the game. We will fill you in as we go to the bottom of the third. Here's Kyle McCann. Pitch from Slayton up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Kyle at 313. No home runs and six driven in. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Comes up empty. One ball, one strike. Justin Slayton, boy, throws hard, and that motion doesn't look like it has a whole lot of stress to it. Big guy throws hard pretty easily. 6'4", 225. Comes set. 1-1 pitch to McCann. Just missed. Maybe up and away. Two balls, one strike. All of the infield now in shadows. Anything hit into shallow left will be a challenge for the infielders. 2-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count 2-2 to McCann. And for a while yet, left field, that's the field that just gets picked on here. Dustin Harris, the left fielder for the Riders. 2-2 to McCann. Pitch to the corner, just down and away, 3-2. Even last year, while struggling for average, Kyle showed really good eye. He has 8 walks, 10 strikeouts on this year. 3-2, infield braces, pitch to McCann, fouled straight back. Well, they don't shift, of course. That is not allowed in the minors, but boy, the Riders are really playing him to pull. The shortstop, Duran, is almost, or Nellis, rather, almost behind the bag, and the third baseman is playing where the shortstop normally would. 3-2, bounced foul, still 3-2. Dio Arias is really, if you just walked into the building, if all you're looking at is the third baseman, you would think he's the shortstop. So that left side, half of the left side of the infield, wide open toward the line, of course. 3-2, up high, ball 4. So McCann is the first base runner for the Rockhounds in this game. 3 strikeouts and now 1 walk, and here's Jake Suttleson. Astrodome. So now there is, of course, there's a roof, and the rounded roof in the Astrodome, if you were there or if you've seen pictures. And at the top of the roof, pretty much anyway, kind of looking down over the pitcher's mound and maybe second base, somewhere around there is a gondola. Just swinging a foul straight back. And there was just a little walkway area, a little catwalk kind of thing. And there are two guys who are watching the game from the gondola. And I believe they had a little table with them as well. What the heck was that about? Pitch to the outside corner. Well, called strike, high strike, but it got there 0-2 to Jake. Take down to 214 as a home run and 5 driven in. That gondola, by the way, 208 feet off the ground. It's a long way. 0-2, line drive, right side base hit. Good piece of hitting by Suttleson. Looked like a breaking ball that just hung up a little bit, and Jake stayed behind it and drove it the opposite way. So an 0-2 base hit on the heels of the walk, and the Rockhounds have their first two base runners of this game. And the batter will be Michael Goldberg. Michael, 3-hit game last night. Interesting, he's hitting .333. He's 14 for 42. He has 9 of his 14 hits in 2 games. 3 last night and 6 on the 10th of April. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Well, what were those two lunatics doing in the gondola 208 feet above the ground during the game? Astros and Mets on this date a long time ago. 0-1 stretch. Pitch by Slayton. Sails up high. Count is 1-1. Top of the order, Max Schumann waiting on deck. No score. Bottom of the third. Outfield shallow, particularly in right and center. Not so much in left. The wind can push a little bit there. 1-1 pitch is well outside. Count goes 2-1. 2-1. Justin Slayton, I think I mentioned University of New Mexico product, high draft choice of the Rangers, third rounder in 2019. 2-1 pitch, fouled away, high in the air, and straight back 2-2 to Michael Goldberg. Michael, no home runs, two driven in. Has really good speed. He is an absolute outstanding defender. Two balls and two strikes the count. The 2-2 pitch. Swings and pops this one up. Barely on the grass behind second base. The wind will push this from second to short, and Ornelas will make the catch. So a pop out to shortstop. And that, again, that wind is strong. That was the second baseman, Duran, who basically kind of made the call for it. But that ball got closer to it. That wind, again, right to left, pushed it over towards short. But Ornelas handles. And there's one man down, and here's Max Schumann. 0-for-1 on a really nice play by shortstop Ornelas, his first time up. Max came in at 3:21 to open the ball game. Takes a backup pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's interesting, he's hitting 3:21. But this Bobby Crosby and I were talking today, Max, not yet maybe quite at the level at which he played last year, swinging a foul out of play, it's 0-2. Well, he was really one of the great stories of the season last year for the Rockhounds. Got the chance to come up when Jeremy Eierman was injured. Of course, that was bad news for Jeremy, but he would not return, and where Max took advantage. 0-2 count. Two men on. One man down, swinging a foul away. Still 0-2 to the Hounds' second baseman. Max, three home runs, two of those in one game at Wichita. Boy, the wind was howling there all, pretty much at least five of the six games, and it wasn't exactly gentle in the sixth day either. 0-2, just high and away, not by a bunch, and the count is 1-2. Max did take advantage of the breeze in Wichita, got the ball elevated and out two times, had a pair of two-run home runs. And a five-hit game in that one. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball, shortstop, Ornelas will make the play. He'll come to third, so they get the lead runner. So two down in the inning. Schumann will reach on the fielder's choice. Out at third base is Kyle McCann. 6-5 to put out there, and down to second base goes Settleson. So again, two on, but now two men down. Chase Cattabuig is the batter. Chase, a strikeout looking his first time up. And he hasn't gone 0-for-5 very often, but that's what he is in last night's game and tonight combined. That ball swung on, lifted high in the air to left field. Wind will push it, but not enough. Looking up in the sunshine is Harris. He's got it. Woo, that's not easy. He gloved it, kind of one-handed it. A little dicey, but he made the play, did Harris, in fairly deep left field. So the Rockhounds get a walk and a base hit, but nothing else. And so we have played three innings in this one. Give you a game summary coming up and answer our question. Who are those two guys in the gondola 208 feet off the ground at the Astrodome watching the Astros and the Mets? They were there during the entire game. Answer in a game summary coming up. Finish car wash score through three. Riders nothing. Rockhounds nothing.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business, for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Turn it
3 in Momentum Bank Ballpark. Riders nothing, Hounds nothing. Frisco no runs, 3 hits. Rockhounds no runs on 1 hit. Riders have had 4 base runners. The Rockhounds have had 2. Each team drawing 1 walk. Justin Foscue will lead it off and go to the top half of the 4th inning. First pitch by Cushing. Just misses inside, maybe a bit low. 1 ball, no strikes. Jonathan Ornelas and David Garcia will follow 5, 6, and 7 in the Rough Rider batting order. Here's the 1-0 from Cushing. Just missed down and away. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Teams have split the first 2 games. Rockhounds won in dramatic fashion in a walk-off sack fly on Tuesday night 4-3. And the Rough Riders ran away and hit 10-5 last night. Fastball strike to the inside corner and the count goes 2-1. Justin Foscue, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Pitch by Cushing, fouled away, and the count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tomorrow evening, seat cushion night, first 1,000 fans. On Saturday, we will have fireworks for you following the game. First pitch tomorrow and again on Saturday will be 7 o'clock. And these teams will wrap it up 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, our family day. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And he got him, swing and a miss, good backup. Well, backup delivery was a fastball or a real hard slider, but at 90, it started maybe on the inside corner and kind of tied Justin up. A swinging strike 3. So 4 strikeouts for Jack Cushing. And here's Jonathan Ornelas. Riders come in with a record of 11-6, 2 games up on the Rockhounds and Amarillo in the South Division. It's low and away, sweeping breaking pitch to Ornelas. Jonathan bounced out to Zach Geloff at third base his first time up. Zach made a good play, then his throw was low on a hop, and Jordan Diaz made the play at first. Face down and away here, and the count goes 2 balls and no strikes. Ornelas had a big game last night, went 4-for-5, had a double, drove in 3. Cushing's 2-0, sliced foul out of play. 2 balls, 1 strike. Cornell has a home run, 8 driven in, again, 3 of them in last night's game. Now what do we have? Do we have an automatic strike? I think we did. Yep, we sure did. Ornelas took too long. It's 2-2. Boy, really got to be on the lookout for that. Ornelas, I think, asking about that, but yep, he stayed out of the box. That is, I think, actually a little bit more judgment even than the pitcher's part of the pitch clock. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball sharply hit, and it's going to get into left field. Boy, got under the glove of Zach Geloff. Just couldn't quite get there, and Ironman would have had no chance to get Ornelas. So, sure, he didn't like the automatic strike call. Doesn't matter. He punches it through into left field. 1 on and 1 out in the 4th on the Riders' 4th base hit of the game. Now, I'm a convert, and if you have been on board with the Rockhounds. By the way, I absolutely stand by with calling it the stupid pitch clock for the last 2 years, because I think the last 2 seasons it's been absolutely ineffective. Really. But now, again, just honest to goodness, I don't know if I'm a fan, but boy, I'm a convert. I'm a believer in the pitch clock. Never thought I'd say that. First pitch, just off the outside corner, ball 1 to David Garcia, flew out to left field his first time. When I say again, to the crews that we have seen, and we've actually seen this crew now 3 times in the first 4 series, but I think they're doing a really nice job with the pitch clock enforcement. Ground ball up middle, that might be 2. Ironman will step in the bag, throws to first, and in time for the out. A little wide on the throw. Jordan Diaz can't reach a whole long way. He's 5'9", but the 6'3 double play in this inning is over. So the top of the 4th, no runs on a base hit. And a Diamondback Energy double play means there's nobody left on base. Ironman to Diaz, and the Rockhounds are out of the inning. On the way, the answer to our trivia question. That bizarre look at the ball game in Houston those years ago coming up. Village Car Wash scored at the bottom of the 4th. Riders nothing, Hounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas.
Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment at only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Frisco nothing, Rockhounds nothing, bottom half of the fourth inning. And it'll be Zach Geloff to lead it off for the Hounds. Third baseman in the three spot in the order. Geloff, then Devin Coyle and Jeremy Eierman face Justin Slayton. Scoreless ball game in the fourth. A welcome wherever you have us dialed in. MidlandRockhounds.org. The home for Rockhounds Radio again this season and on MILB TV. A warm welcome to you across the country, and you never know, sometimes beyond the country. Well, 1965, not only were there two guys in the gondola, the kind of the catwalk walkway seating area, in this case in the Astrodome, they got a huge round of applause from the fans at the Astrodome. That's because they were hoisted, and I'm not sure using what, but they were hoisted there on purpose. And as they ascended, the crowd gave them a round of applause. Geloff, fly ball, straightaway center, drifting over and there to make the play. Martinez, one pitch, one swing, well hit ball. What a sharp out to center field. Again, that's going to take out just an absolutely Ruthian blast, I would think, to hit a ball really deep in the outfield here to right or center, because that wing is really strong, and the angle at which it's blowing, it's almost foul pole to foul pole. We're not getting a lot of breeze, getting a little bit in the window here, but not as much as last night. Backdoor pitch is a called strike to Devin Coyle. It's 0-1. If you go back a ways, and I told you that one of the guys who was hoisted up to that gondola, here's the 0-1. Swing, foul tip, into the glove of David Garcia, quick 0-2 count. One of the gentlemen was Lindsey Nelson. If you go back a ways, you will know what he did for a living. One of the greats. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a bouncer foul. First base side, still 0-2. Lindsey Nelson, one of the great broadcasters, sportscasters of his generation, and I would think ranks somewhere all time. He and his radio engineer were fools. I mean that nicely. Pitch it high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Lindsey Nelson and his radio engineer were hoisted to the delight of the fans, who gave them a round of applause. They were the Mets broadcasting team, and they did the game from 208 feet in the air. 1-2 pitch, fouled back, still 1-2. Yeah, the Astrodome's gondola was where they did the game. I don't know whose idea it was. Boy, if you thought doing games from Amarillo gave you an unusual angle, and by the way, it does. But 208 feet almost straight down. And they got through it. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check, swing, strike. Devin really fooled. He's talking to himself as he walked away. 94-mile-an-hour fastball up, and he just could not catch it. So that is four strikeouts for each pitcher in the game. They get two out here in the fourth inning, and here's Jeremy Eierman. Of course, that was before the advent of much TV coverage, 1965, long time ago. Jeremy takes just down and in, off-speed pitch. It floated in at 80 miles an hour, one ball, no strikes. Jeremy, a strikeout victim his first time. Man, I don't know if that's worth the attention of the PR. Pitch up high for a ball, two balls, no strikes. I guess they made quite the deal out of it, too, and Lindsey and his engineer were somehow hoisted on what, I have no idea, but man, 208 feet's a long way up. Pitch high for a ball, 3-0. First time that Slayton has really struggled to find the zone. He's gone 3-2 a couple of times, but here he's three balls, no strikes. Eierman at the plate, and Jordan Diaz on deck. 3-0 stretch. Pitch takes one. Called strike just out there at the knees. One ball and make it three balls and one strike. 3-1. Right-handed hitter waits. Slayton set. 3-1 pitch. Jeremy, big swing and a miss. Challenged him with a fastball in, and Hound shortstop swings through it. Count 3-2. Field almost entirely in shadows now. Here's the 3-2 stretch, two out in the inning, and a swing and a miss, and he got him. 0-2. Boy, Jeremy Ironman really frustrated. He pounds the bat into the dirt as he walks away. Fifth strikeout for the right-hander. So Slayton has given up only two base runners through four innings in this ballgame, and he gets the Rockhounds in order there. By the way, I'll give you an interesting ground rule from that Astrodome game involving the broadcasters 200 feet off the ground when we return. After four, we're still in Goose Egg City. Village Car Wash score, Hounds nothing and Frisco nothing.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the MyHEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Sandro Fabian looks at a called strike one just as we come back to the ballpark. Fabian leads it off, top of the fifth, no score, facing Jack Cushing. Right-hander's pitch lifted high in the air, left center field. This ball's well hit. Going back and still back, and Chase Calabrese got the wall to haul it in. Well, I said it would take a Ruthian blast, and we almost had one right there. Boy, Fabian put a charge in that ball. That is deep, folks. That's at 394 feet in the deepest part of the left center field power alley. And Calabrese chased it all the way to the wall. That ball was absolutely belted. So a long out. Impressive swing. And Dio Arias takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Sandro Fabian had the 3-for-4 last night with a home run. Singled his first time up in this game with a little flare. That was not a little flare. Boy, that thing was really scorched. Delivered to the outside corner is a strike to Arias, 1-1. If you hit a ball to right field, you're hitting it right into the teeth of the wind. Center field, a pretty severe crosswind. Pitch low and away, 2-1. To left field, I think it will still hinder a little bit. Wind shifting just a little bit between foul pole and slightly inward. Here's a ball hit to shortstop, and that is a soft line drive glove by Ironman. So Arias with a soft liner. Two men down to the fifth, and here's J.P. Martinez. Well, J.P., boy, here's a news story for you. 0-2. Promise you that is the exception to the rule in this series for the left-handed hitter. First pitch from Cushing, strike at the knees, inside corner, 0-1. What a tough pitch. Slayton has used that location a couple of times really effectively. This ball turned on and drilled to right field, and if it's fair, it's gone. Has he done it again? I think he has. It is gone. Down in the corner. It got down right in front of the bullpen fence, retrieved, and the throw-in by Foyle was close. I'm not sure if JP thought that ball got out. That is a double into the corner. That ball came down just when it goes out of my line of sight from this broadcast booth, just the very corner, fair and foul, right at the bullpen fence at the foul pole. We cannot directly see. Thought the ball might have gotten out for his third home run. Instead, it is a double for Martinez and a really good piece of work by Foyle into the right field corner. Fairly close play. Now, again, I don't know if JP might have slowed down thinking that ball got out of here. Here's Ezekiel Duran, runner in scoring position again with two out, called strike, and it's 0-1. Justin Slayton had first and second, nobody out in the third inning. He has retired the side in order in the other three innings in which he's pitched. Jack Cushing has had men in scoring position several times in this game. As is the case here, two down. Pitch in the dirt, good sliding block by Kyle McCann, 1-1. Duran is 0-2. He has struck out and popped to short. At first and second with two out in the first inning. And one man on in the second, but not in scoring position. Here's the 1-1 stretch, pitched by Cushing. That ball popped in the air. Is it playable? McCann giving a look in the wind, tracking it, and whoa, he got it! Oh, little single scoop ice cream cone coming out of that glove for a moment. But, boy, Kyle, I'm not making fun of you at all. That is not an easy catch. That is near the screen in 20 to 25 mile an hour wind. That ain't, pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, that ain't easy at all. No runs on a double, no errors, a man left. We're midway through this ball game. Village Car Wash scoring a good one. Hounds nothing, and Frisco nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Last of the fifth in a scoreless game, and it's Jordan Diaz who'll lead it off for the Hounds. Justin Slayton delivers down low, and the count 1-1, no strikes. Jordan flew out to right field his first time up, right-handed hitter. Hounds have just one hit in this game, two base runners pitched down and away for a ball, 2-0 all the way back to the screen. Riders have had six base runners, five hits and a walk, and they have threatened a bit. Hounds have had one man in scoring position. Here's the 2-0. That ball lashed to right field, but Fabian will drift over and he'll make the catch. Boy, not easy again. Wind kind of pushed that one and knocked it down. So Diaz retired. One man down here in the fifth, and here's Kyle McCann. You're talking about Lindsey Nelson, the great, absolute great broadcaster, one of those greats of all time, doing the game from the gondola 200 feet up in the air in the Astrodome in 1965. Swing and a bouncer on two long hops to second. That'll be handled easily by Duran in the flip to first, and Kyle McCann, one pitch, one swing, two hops, and two men down. So Lindsay and his engineer are 200 feet off the ground, 208 to be exact, in the gondola in the Astrodome. The umpiring crew determined, and I'm quoting here, that any ball hitting them will be considered in play. Oh, my goodness, that's cruel. Here's Jake Settleson, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Jacob Bass hit, the only hit for the Hounds. And by the way, how close is Slayton to a no-hit through five innings? The base hit by Settleson came on an 0-2 pitch. And he sends one to right field again, but this one, boy, it's going to carry a little bit over the shoulder, hauling it in is Fabian. Well, that is a quick inning. That's a six-pitch inning. And the Rockhounds, no runs on it. Just a base hit and a walk through five in this one, and we are all goose eggs. Game summary coming up. We'll tell you about the zeros. Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds nothing. And the Frisco Rough Riders nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
We have played five innings and neither team is on the board. It's a scoreless tie through five. Frisco has had the better of it offensively. Riders have no runs, five hits. Rockhounds, no runs, one hit. Each team has one base on balls. Jack Cushing and Justin Slayton have been outstanding. And Frisco has threatened. They've had a runner in scoring position in three different innings and men on base in each. Here's Dustin Harris, who is two for two, and he takes outside for a ball. So, a scoreless ball game, top half of the sixth, third of the six-game series. The teams have split the first two. 1-0 pitch, and that's a line drive to center, and Calabuig will slide and make the catch! Slap a little leather in center field on a sinking line drive. Chase Calabuig. Boy, that's a pretty play. Boy, that is not easy either. Now, the wind had nothing to do with that, and the sun has gone away. But that ball hit right at Chase, and he made a perfect sliding catch. So one man down in the sixth inning. Harris retired for the first time, but it wasn't easy. Here's a line drive down the left field side off the bat of Blaine Krim. And that is going to be extra bases. And a rattle in the corner. Michael Goldberg will retrieve it. Sends it into the cutoff man, Jeremy Ironman. But that is a double down the left field line by Blaine Krim. So again, boy, how big now is that catch by Calabuig? Sixth base hit for the Riders. And boy, that ball was just scorched. Here's Justin Foscue. He has struck out twice in the game, 0 for 2. 7 o'clock starts the next two nights. Seat cushions tomorrow. Fireworks on Saturday. Cushing comes set. Looks at the runner. Glances again. Comes to the plate. Line shot at third, but it's gloved by Gilloff. Does not risk a throw to second. That's wise. Boy, line drive. So, two outs in the inning, sandwiched around a double. But all three batters have hit the ball hard against Cushing here in the sixth. And Jack has had a runner in scoring position now. Four of the first six innings. Men on base in all six innings. Hounds have largely gone in order. Four of their first five innings have been 1-2-3. Set by Cushing, looks at second, comes to the plate. Ball popped in the air, left field. It's going to carry a little, but not a lot. Goldberg is there. Michael got it, and the inning is over. Boy, really aggressive in that sixth inning. were the riders. That is an inning in which four batters came to the plate, and he threw, did Cushing, five pitches. So to the last of the sixth we go. We're doing this one old-fashioned style today. It is Goosehead City at this point. Village Car Wash score. Frisco nothing. Rockhounds nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandJobs.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
For Justin Slayton, his evening is done, but it was a dickens of an evening. He goes five innings, gives up one base hit. No runs earned or otherwise. One walk and five strikeouts. Slayton really sharp. The only hit he gave up, remember, came off the bat of Jake Suttleson. And that was on an 0-2 pitch. So we go to the bottom half of the sixth. And Kevin Gowdy, right-hander, is on to throw. He will face 9-1 and 2 in the Rockhounds order. We'll lead it off with Michael Goldberg. Then back to the top for Max Schumann and Chase Kalabuig. Gowdy making his fifth appearance, his fourth out of the bullpen. No wins or losses, a 5.68 earned run average. Walks have been a bit of an issue. He has six and a third innings pitched, five hits, but also five walks, couple of strikeouts. So Kevin Gowdy on to face Michael Goldberg. He'll lead it off. Scoreless in the last of inning number six. Swinging a foul straight back. Count is 0-1. Michael popped out to shortstop his first time up. Right-handed hitter waggling that bat a little bit. The wind in the pitch by Gowdy. Ground ball, two hops to shortstop. Big high kick handled by Ornelas, and he throws him out. Ball took a little bit of an airborne kick. Handled without problem by Ornelas, so one man down. With that last half inning for Jack Cushing, there's nobody in the bullpen, at least unless somebody snuck out there quickly. That happens every once in a while, but faced four hitters through five pitches. Top of the order, Max Schumann now facing Gowdy and takes a strike knee-high outside edge. Boy, it's a location we've seen four or five times in this game, just can't throw it any better. If that's deemed a strike, that's a perfect pitch. 0-1 from Gowdy. Just outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Kevin Gowdy, 6'4", 205 out of, boy, beautiful bit of real estate, Santa Barbara, California. 1-1 pitch, just low. Two balls and a strike. Really a contrast between starter Justin Slayton, who had a very compact, he's 6'4", but still a compact delivery. Gowdy, much more animated, full tight wind, quick snap of the hands. Delivers down and away, ball three, 3-1. Got the maroon stirrups showing. Does Gowdy, the road grays this evening for Frisco, largely trimmed in the maroon. Here's the 3-1 pitch, pop foul. See if it'll get out of play, giving a look as David Garcia, but that ball will drift into the seats. Full count to Max Schumann. Nobody on and one man down. Again, the Riders have certainly had the better of it offensively. They have six hits to the Rockhounds, one. They've had runners in scoring position, but no score in the ballgame. Pitch swung on, lined into right field, well struck, but Fabian again is there and make the catch. Boy, he's been busy. He's made three now. The last five outs have been line drives to right field. Two men down, and here's Chase Calabrese. Chase 0 for 2. Hit the ball well his last time up. But into left field, and again, the wind just got there and absolutely ate it up. The American flag every night has eventually been wrapped around the flagpole. That's the case now. Pitch to Calabrese, ground ball to first, and that'll be an easy play. So, my goodness, six innings in the books, and this thing is all about pitching and defense, and the elements have certainly been a factor. The wind is really strong. Rockhounds have gone in order five of the first six innings. So after six, Village Car Wash score remains Rockhounds nothing, Frisco nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
We have ourselves the dickens of a ball game going on here. Scoreless top half of the seventh inning, bottom third of the order for the Riders in this one. That will be David Garcia to lead it off. Jack Cushing back to work. Now we'll see how he fares in this inning. Riders hit the ball hard. All four guys up in the sixth. First pitch right down the middle. Called strike. 89 miles an hour on the fastball. Garcia 0 for 2. He's flown to left and bounced into a 6-3 double play. 0-1 pitch, swing and a number foul at the plate. Count is 0-2. Garcia, Fabian, and Arias here in the seventh. Hounds have only one hit. Speaking of good pitching, Tulsa hosting Corpus Christi. And the other day, Tulsa took a one-hitter collectively into the ninth to swing and a foul back. 0-2. Tulsa leads Corpus Christi 2-0. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Tulsa has just broken the tie. Corpus is hitless through four innings. They had only two hits yesterday afternoon. 0-2 count. Pitch from Cushing. Bounce towards shortstop. Ironman will pick it. Backhanded. Nice throw. Throws to first and got him. Good reach by Diaz. Well, again, Jordan, in terms of he does play some first base and has, but he's only 5'9", and he's right-handed. So, obviously, that is not his, going to be his primary position, but that was a good play by Ironman, and a good reach by Diaz. Now Sandro Fabian, boy, he has hit it hard two times. Takes, just low and away. I will correct myself. He actually had a flare, little duck snort in the second inning, but he ripped the ball his last time up to the wall in center field. The time called, what do we have? Nope, something got off the berm, I guess. Got off the berm by about 100 feet. Chase Calabrese will deposit that. My goodness. How did that get there? Back to baseball. One ball and no strikes. Pitch right down the middle, called strike 1-1. Fabian took the ball at about 394 through the wind, and Caleb Weed caught it basically at the wall. Here's the 1-1 pitch, by far the hardest hit ball of this game. Takes down and away, 2-1. Boy, you don't want to get behind Sandro Fabian. He came in kind of under the radar. He is not that anymore. He's up to 305 coming into the game. Pitch, have a get there, called strike, and it's 2-2. One out and nobody down. Nobody on. We are in the seventh. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and he got him called third strike. Fabian disagrees, but he will walk away. That is that very spot we've been talking about five or six times in this game now. Strikes have been called there, and it's a very borderline pitch. And it's just a spot that Slayton hit about three or four times. Jack Cushing's hit it a couple of times. Fabian obviously disagreed, but walked away, swinging a foul away off the bat of Dio Arias. Well, the field is in shadows, and the stadium lights are on, but we're still playing baseball largely under Mother Nature's light in the seventh inning. The 0-1 from Cushing popped in the air, out towards second. Now, the wind will blow this, I think, to shortstop. Yeah, Jeremy Ironman, whew, gloved it. You heard the crowd react. Folks, I'm telling you, it's 25-mile-an-hour wind out there, and if you think a pop-up's an easy thing to catch, go down and ask Jeremy Ironman right now. Got a little snow cone action going on that one, too, but he hauls it in. So it is a 1-2-3 inning, and Jack Cushing, boy, does he like this ballpark. He has now pitched 13 innings and given up one run at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So it is seventh inning stretch time. A little trivia coming up for you. I think it's pretty good stuff, and it's pretty well modern era, as in last 24 hours. Village Car Wash score. Take me out to the ball game time. Rock Hounds nothing and the Rough Riders nothing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
And our seventh inning stretch non-Googleable trivia, if I can find the right sheet here. Yeah, now we've got it. This one is basically, this is one of those now deals. This just happened. This very day, he joined this list. Who is he? He joined Mark McGwire, Juan Gonzalez, Alex Rodriguez, Harmon Killebrew, Albert Pujols, and the Babe. Who is he and what did he do? He joined Big Mac, Mark McGwire, Juan Gonzalez, A-Rod, Harmon Killebrew. I know he goes back away. He could mash. Albert Pujols and Babe Ruth. What a group he joined today. Who is he? Answer coming up. We go to the seventh. First pitch down low from Kevin Gowdy to Zach Geloff. 3-4-5 here in the order for the Hounds. No score in the stretch inning. 1-0 to Zach. It'll get there at the knees. Called strike 1-1. Well, as Giancarlo Stanton became the seventh fastest ever to reach 350 home runs. 1-1 pitch, bounced foul. 1-2 to Zach. He has struck out and flown to center as the Hounds' third baseman. Giancarlo Stanton lined one out at the ballpark in the Bronx, number 350. One ball, two strikes. Pitch down and away for a ball. 2-2 to Geloff. Mark McGwire was the fastest, took him 1,280 games. It sounds like a lot. It's not. 350 home runs. Boy, and Giancarlo can flat rake, you know, that ground ball down the third baseline, and that's going to be extra bases for Zach Geloff. Well, that 14-game streak went away yesterday. He's reached base in all 16 games in which he's hit, in which he has played, rather, and he has hit in 15 of 16. Talking with Bobby Crosby early today in his office about this young man and others, and, boy, Zach Geloff is really impressive. And that is a leadoff double, just the second hit for the Rockhounds. They got a walk and a single back-to-back leading off the third. That had been it. Now it's Geloff in scoring position. The batter is Devin Foyle. Activity begins in the Hounds bullpen. Jack Cushing going seven innings, swinging a fly ball foul out of play off Devin's bat, 0-1. That list of folks that Giancarlo Stanton joined, I mean, those guys can flat hit. I know there's an asterisk next to Mark McGwire, but that guy was a big born home run hitter. Juan Gonzalez, Alex Rodriguez, asterisk there as well. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. If you don't know Harmon Killebrew, some of us who go back a ways do, largely with the Minnesota Twins, guy was just an absolute power hitter deluxe. The great Albert Pujols and the great Babe Ruth. What a group Stanton joined today. 1-1 pitch, bounced, foul. Wide of first between the bag and the box, 1-2. .350, and that is a number that as many as four more guys by my count, and I might be overlooking somebody, but Robinson Cano has .335, Joey Votto .331, Evan Longoria, if he gets healthy again, .317. Pitch swung on, high fly ball, not deep, center field. Wind will knock it down as well. Martinez there in shallow center, he's got it. So Devin Foyle pops out. Boy, he wanted to get that runner to third base with fewer than two down, but runner at second, one away. Here's Jeremy Ironman, struck out twice against starter Justin Slayton. The other guy who might get there, and he is just having, what was the description I saw today? He's back to being unworldly. But Mike Trout, you've heard of him, he's good. Having another phenomenal season. He has .315, so he could certainly get there. Pitch a called strike, and it's 0-1 to Jeremy. Jeremy Ironman, who has been a wonderful run producer, particularly in his last five games. He's driven in eight, 0-for-2 in this game, couple of strikeouts. Gowdy from the belt, runner in scoring position, no score in the seventh, swing and a miss. Chased the slider away, and the count is 0-2. Jordan Diaz on deck. One out in the seventh, and the Hounds have had three base runners. Crisco has had seven. But nobody has set their spikes on the dish. Time called, and they will reset the pitch clock. Goes back to 18 seconds with a man on base. 14 seconds with bases empty. And they mean it now. That's great. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Jeremy asking, I think, if that pitch would have been a strike. And I think the answer he got was no. So tough ball game for Jeremy Ironman. He has three strikeouts in this game. Six strikeouts for Frisco pitching and half of them at Jeremy's expense. And a frustrated Jeremy Ironman walks back to the dugout. Now here's Jordan Diaz. He's flown out sharply to right field twice. Runner in scoring position, but two men down. Pitch to Jordan, ground ball, third base, and it got down for a base hit. Going to send the runner home. There will be a throw from left field. It is not in time. Down to second, Jordan Diaz. He is safe. Rockhounds break the tie, boy, the way. I love it. This team, I'm talking with Bobby about this team today and about the makeup of this group. This is a really good bunch of guys, and their camaraderie is exceptionally good. Loved it. Zach Geloff came sliding across home plate, and at the completion of the plays, he walked back to the dugout, took off the batting helmet, and pointed it out to second base to Jordan Diaz. Boy, Jordan Diaz is really coming around. And he has just driven in the game's first run. It's 1-0 Hounds. Single to left field, goes to second on the throw. And the Hounds are on the board. 1-0 the score. And Diaz started so slowly. But again, first year at Double-A. He's only 21. Pitch to the outside edge. Oh, my, just missed. That is, I think, the first case where I think a pitcher thought he... Might have gotten a little shortchanged. So it's 1-0 Hounds. Hounds have only three hits in the game, but two of them in this inning. Pitch a swing and a miss. Kyle McCann now with a 1-1 count. Kyle has walked and bounced to second. Now Jordan Diaz, 156 in his first eight games. He's hitting above 330 in his last six. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Bobby's comment today was talking with him about Jordan, and he said, yeah, slow start, but the A's know him pretty well. He can hit, and we are really starting to see it. An interesting group, really is. Two balls, two strikes, pitch, down low, ball two. Two balls and two strikes to McCann. Brisco, of course, just off to a tremendous start as well. They are now 11-6. A couple of games up on the Rockhounds and Amarillo in the South Division. So it's a good matchup in this series. Two close games and one kind of lopsided game. Pitch, nope, down and away. And I will correct myself, ball four. Forgive me. Ball four. 2-1 and two men down. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound from David Garcia, and the two middle infielders will join. Sometimes, of course, with mound visits, although this is, I think, the first of the game, so not going to be an issue, sometimes pitching coach will just decide to go on out there, too, and join it. But this will just be the players-only meeting, if you will. So it is Jake Sottelson, and until this inning, through the first six, he had the Rockhounds' only base hit. It came on an 0-2 opposite field single in the third. Justin Slayton, terrific. I think I gave you his numbers, but even if I did, they bear repeating. Five innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, five strikeouts. Slayton came in with an ERA of 4, and boy, that'll drop. Pitch from Gowdy, ground ball toward third, and that'll be an easy play right at the bag. Arias will simply take a couple steps and get the force out at third base. So Diaz is retired there. The inning comes to an end. But the Rockhounds, in the last half of the seventh inning, score this game's first run. It is one run on two hits and a walk. No errors and two men left on base. Just kind of seeing, yep, Hounds will go to the bullpen. Wanted to get a look at that before we broke away. Game summary coming up. Call to the bullpen. Jack Cushing, outstanding. Seven scoreless innings. After seven, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, and the Rough Riders nothing.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit Trinity Place, a very special place for you to enjoy comfort, convenience, and space. In Odessa, visit Summer Tree Place, beautifully landscaped grounds complemented with the most sophisticated interiors. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Tremendous ball game tonight. Momentum Bank Ballpark in West Texas. You're on MidlandRockhounds.org and MILB TV. Boy, this has been good, good stuff. Rockhounds break a scoreless tie in the last of the seventh inning, and they lead it by the score of 1-0. Frisco in this game has no runs on six base hits. One walk issued by Jack Cushing, give you his overall numbers in a moment. So no runs on six hits for Frisco. There's one run on the board, and I give it to the wrong team. Thank you. Rockhounds one run, three hits, and the game has been errorless. Top of the order in the top of the eighth, and Garrett Acton on the pitch for the Rockhounds. Jack Cushing, when he had men on base in every inning except his last. And boy, did he battle through. Top of the order, here's J.P. Martinez, narrowly missed a home run his last time. Takes outside and high from Garrett. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Jack Cushing, seven innings, six hits, no runs, one walk, and five strikeouts. It's far too early to call it a trend, I promise you. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that ball hit in the air to center field. Calabuig is way back. He will now come in a few steps. Boy, Martinez hit it hard. Nothing really routine. The wind is still really strong and swirling a bit. Looked about 10 minutes ago, still at 20 miles an hour plus. So a fly ball off the bat of Martinez hauled in by Calabuig, one down in the eighth inning. Jack Cushing has had two outings on the road, and they have really been rough. He has had two in this ballpark, and he's been outstanding. Here's Ezekiel Duran, and he takes a fastball strike at 96 on the outside corner from Acton. Jack Cushing has given up one run in 13 innings in this ballpark. Ground ball, third base, and it got Pascal off the base hit, and Zach's talking to himself. Short-armed it just a little bit. Sharp base hit for Duran. Will be a base hit. That's one that Geloff will tell you he should have made the play on, but it was sharply hit, and he just short-armed it a little bit. Really difficult to call that anything but a hit. It's one of those that I think you can fairly say. If you ask the infielder, he will tell you, yeah, should have made the play, but did not even make it really close enough to call it an error. So sharply hit, tying run on. Here's Harris, line drive up the middle. That'll be gloved by Schumann, throws behind the runner. Safe, and all was close on Diaz. Thought they got him. And Bobby Crosby did, too. He's about five steps out of the dugout. He won't continue on to argue it. Boy, that was close. Line drive handled it short by Ironman. I think I said Schumann. It was Ironman, and he threw behind the runner, and my goodness, that was close. So a line shot off the bat of Harris. Boy, he has really swung the bat well tonight as Dustin. He's only 2-for-4 only. It's 500, thank you. Now here is Blaine Crim. Takes outside and low, ball one. Blaine with a double his last time. He's 1-for-2. Harris singled sharply to right center in the first. He doubled to right in the third. Line shot that Calabuig made a terrific play on in the sixth and lines out here. It's a good backup delivery called strike 1-1. So one on, two out. Hard hit baseball by Harris. Blaine Crim, right-handed hitter, first baseman, waits, 1-1 pitch, outside corner, called strike two. Top of the eighth. It's not even really dark out, we're just barely at dusk. Rockhounds guarding the line at third, Zach Geloff in a no-doubles alignment, runner goes, pitch is swung, and it's hit right to Geloff in that no-doubles defense, throws to first for the out. Oh my goodness, Bobby Crosby and the coaching staff and the iPad get that one. If Geloff is playing at a normal third base position, that is down the line and the runner was going. So it is no runs on a base hit. Boy, and a couple of baseballs that were just scorched. Nearly a double play. And other than that, nothing going on in the top of the eighth inning. To the last of the eighth we go. Frisco will go to the bullpen. Our Village Car Wash score. Great Texas League baseball game. Rockhounds 1, Frisco nothing.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
We'll be right back.
Well, we have something interesting going on as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Apparently, the glove that pitcher Per Ozuna is using, the umpiring crew went out and examined it. And I don't know if Ozuna has something illegal on the glove. Jared Gettert, Frisco manager, talking right now. It's not much of an argument, I don't think. There's somebody coming in from the bullpen, but I think Ozuna is still standing between the mound and shortstop on the grass. Yeah, he has to get another glove. So the glove is deemed illegal. But no substance. It just has to be the glove, the coloring of it. There's something to do with the glove, and the umpiring crew will talk to Per. I was actually, before that conversation began, got a kick out of Per Ozuna when he came in. Of course, he's always the relief pitcher met at the mound, as you know, by the catcher. And sometimes the catcher kind of put the arm around the reliever and give him the instruction. Well, the other way around, David Garcia went out to the mound, and Per Ozuna put his arm around his shoulder and was talking to him. And, man, apparently Per knows exactly what he wants to get done. And now his warm-up tosses will conclude. We'll continue. Quick note on our Astound Communications road to the show. What a ball game yesterday in the Bay Area in California. The Oakland A's, and well, you got to give that group some credit. I mean, they're above 500, and probably won more games in the month of April than most folks thought they would in April and May, and maybe part of June combined. But the A's have certainly been. One was a great line. I think somebody on MLB called them feisty. But yesterday, 1-0, they beat the Giants, and former Rockhound Chad Pinder hit a solo home run to win it. Michael Goldberg, the batter. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and a chopper foul to the plate. Chad, one of those, and just terrific kid, by the way, and of course not a kid anymore. And one of those guys, one of the first guys I think we saw that being a multi-position player is so valuable. There's a swing and a miss 0-2 as Goldberg chases that one down. For Ozuna, I said he was talking to the catcher like he was giving orders. He has a 1.93 ERA. 0-2, popped in the air, foul territory, first base for Krim. And Blaine will make the catch for the out. One man down in the eighth. Garrett Acton will pitch the ninth for the Rockhounds. No activity in the bullpen. Chad Pinder was part of the 2015 championship team, the second of the four-peat. And that was a terrific team. His first baseman was a guy named Matt Olson. He's pretty good. Sean Manaya was on that. It was just a wonderful club. Pitch to the corner, called strike 0-1 to Max Schumann. Max 0-3. Chad Pinder was one of a group. He was the shortstop for the Rockhounds, virtually wire-to-wire in that season. Here's the 0-1. Strike two. Boy, just a dart to the outside corner by Ozuna, and that was 95. In that same season, just the year of the shortstop, remember that was an eight-team league at the time. 0-2, I got it. Three-pitch whiff. Max thought that was a little up and away. He stands in some disbelief at the play, but he's out on strike, so Ozuna, a three-pitch whiff. Well, the only thing that's taken any time tonight is finding a proper glove for Per Ozuna. In that same 2015 season, Chad was named the Texas League Player of the Year, and he did stay the entire year. Alberto Mondesi played that year for Northwest Arkansas. Pitch up and away to Chase. One ball, no strikes. Caleb, we go for three. Corey Seager. Hello, Texas Rangers, played in Tulsa that year, and Carlos Correa in Corpus Christi. Broken bat, bouncer to first. That'll be handled by Krim. Barrel, the bat almost made it to the bag there to cover his Ozuna. So, well, for Ozuna, it didn't take long to retire the side in order. It just took him a long time to warm up and find the right glove. So, my goodness gracious, with the sky just now getting in tonight, we go to the top of the ninth. Village Car Wash score. Oh, my, oh, my. Rockhounds 1 and Frisco nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
If you are just dialing in, by the way, I'm not messing with you. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Last couple of nights, of course, have been 6:30 games. Actually, yesterday was. They had the day game on Tuesday. This was a 7 o'clock start. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Garrett Acton will face Justin Foscue to lead it off. It is a 1-0 game. Foscue 0-for-3, but he ripped the ball his last time on a line drive caught by third baseman Zach Geloff. Swings and sends a little flare to center, a base hit. Just that quickly, the Riders have the tying run on and nobody out in the ninth inning. Justin Foscue jumping on the first pitch he saw. Looked like it got down and in a little bit. Now, that's a guess from behind home plate. But a base hit to center field. Tying run is on. The Riders have out-hit the Rockhounds, including that base hit by Acton, 8-3. And now Jared Gettert is going to visit with our home plate umpire and see, what do we have to change at? Pinch runner. So Justin Foscue is out of the ball game. Pinch runner for him at first base, but a single from Foscue and a big one. First delivery, called strike, knee high to Jonathan Ornelas. And again, he has had a really good series, had a four-hit ball game in last night's contest. Josh Stowers is the pinch runner. Ornelas swings, fouls it back. Boy, he had a big swing at that. The game continues. Stowers, well, would be the DH. So Foscue, again, has struck out his first couple of times, but hit it hard last time and a single now. Pitch, backup delivery, fouled back, still 0-2. 1-0 game, top of inning number 9. Ornelas at the plate, catcher David Garcia waiting on deck. Tying run on at first in the form of pinch runner Josh Stowers. Here's the 0-2 stretch and pitch. Fly ball foul, I believe. Yep, right field side. Not sure that the wind might do anything with that, but nope, that carries out of play. So still 0-2 and really doing battle here. A couple of two-strike foul balls for Ornelas. Jonathan, 4-for-5 last night, 1-for-3 in this one. So he's 5 for his last 8. Right-handed hitter set. Garrett Acton from the belt. 0-2 pitch third time, down and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes the count. Garrett Acton out of the Rockhounds bullpen pitched the 8th. This is his 7th appearance of the year. One ball, two strikes. Stowers dances off the bag, not going. Pitch, boy, just low. Acton wanted that, and again, that's that borderline area. This one dropped down a little bit low. Garrett, a 3.86 ERA coming in. Glances over his shoulder at Stowers. Two balls, two strikes. One on, nobody down, Stowers, and oh, he throws him ahead and perhaps picked off the ball, got away. Runner will not advance, but oh my goodness, Stowers was really active off the base, dancing around. Garrett threw to first base. can't say for sure that he would have been out, but boy, I think he might have, but the throw was low. Diaz blocked enough of it that it did not roll away far enough for Stowers to advance. 2-2, yet again. Stretched by Acton. No time called at home, played by the batter. Wow. Kind of surprised that was allowed that deep into the clock, but it was. Guarding the line at third is Gelof. Here's the stretch and pitch, and that ball rifled into right center field, and that's going to get down, and this ball game's going to be tied. Stowers will be waved home, I believe. They will wave him, and the throw from shallow right center field is wide, and the Riders have tied it in the ninth. Boy, what a big-time swing by Ornelas. He has really had such a good series, had four base hits yesterday, and comes up with a double in the gap to right center field in this one. The Riders have tied it and now have the go-ahead run in scoring position. Nobody out. Well, Frisco has had the better of it in terms of scoring chances throughout this game. But they cash in here. Now a visit to the mound from Kyle McCann. So they will cash in here in the top of the ninth inning. Base hit leading off the inning for Justin Foskey, then the pinch runner Josh Stowers. And boy, it was just moments after he was almost picked off. But he comes across to score. And now the go-ahead run in scoring position. Diaz guards the line at first. Switch hitter David Garcia from the left side. Fly ball. Right field. High, deep. Heading for the bullpen, and it is gone! A two-run home run for Garcia into the wind and into the bullpen. Boy, and Garcia is pointing to the sky as he rounds third base. David Garcia's first home run of the year puts Frisco on top in the ninth inning. Boy, the Frisco Road Warrior Rough Riders. Now, that ball is a short porch home run, but he hit that because that wind, again, is blowing in from right field. So Garcia with a two-run home run, and the Rough Riders now lead this game 3-1 in the top of the ninth. Nobody down. Here is Sandro Fabian with the bases loaded. Takes a high strike, and it's 0-1. So Frisco, boy, the road just suits them. 7-1 coming in. Pitch high for a ball. One ball, one strike, and my goodness. Flair for the dramatic. One ball, one strike pitch by Acton. Backs up over the plate for a strike, and it's 1-2. Normally, and again, I've never been a fan of the short porch here in right field. I love left field. A number of reasons here. 1-2 pitch, just inside. Count 2-2. And did he go? I say he went. Boy, and no appeal. Well, that is interesting. So Fabian is out on strikes. That is said to be a check swing, strike three. And you know what? No argument from Jared Gettert in the coaching box. Interesting. That was not clear immediately. And Fabian was genuinely surprised that he went far enough to be rung up, especially, I think, without an appeal. Chopper foul off the bat of Dio Arias. 0-1 the count. In this case, so many times a routine fly ball can drop for a home run to right field here, but that was a ball that was hit into the wind, and the wind is still strong. So, yeah, a short porch home run, but he hit it. 0-1 stretch, pitch by Acton. It'll bend over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-2. When Ornelas, how many times have we seen this season? You're probably way ahead of me. Here's the 0-2 pitch rolled out towards shortstop. Ironman to his left makes the play, sets up, throws, got him. Two down here in the top of the ninth inning. Rockhounds, by the way, will have 3, 4, and 5. Gelof, Foyle, and Ironman in the last of the ninth. But the Ornelas at bat started with an 0-2 count. In fact, he fouled off two 0-2 pitches. Fouled two of them away, so the first four pitches were strikes. Ran into 2-2, and then drilled the RBI double. Pitch outside for a ball. Count is 1-0. Top of the order, J.P. Martinez. He's having a terrible game. He's 1-for-4 with a double. Pitch to him is down and in for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. He's 1-for-4 in this game. He is 7-for-12 in the series. Two doubles, two home runs, two bunt singles. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch by Acton. Outside ball three from Garrett. So a 3-0 count. Justin Foscue, a flare single on the inning's first pitch. Then the Ornelas RBI double. And David Garcia, first pitch swing and a two-run homer. 3-0 pitch, high ball four. So Martinez draws his second walk of the series. Would have to wonder here if Martinez might be running. Ezekiel Duran is the batter. Frisco has already tied the game. And here comes pitching coach Chris Smith out to the mound. And Martinez is a very good base runner, excellent base dealer. He's 7-for-7. So you wonder if maybe you send him here. You do have the lead, and it might be worth the risk, I would think, to get another runner in scoring position with two men down. These teams meet tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. First 1,000 fans will receive a free Rockhound seat cushion. 7 o'clock on Saturday night as well, and that will be fireworks night. Here is Duran, 1-for-4 with a single. Right-handed hitter against the righty. Up, and there goes the runner, and I don't think he got a chance to get him. Nope, throw is going to bound away into center field, and Martinez will get to third. Boy, not only does he steal the base, it'll be a stolen base compounded by the throwing error on McCann. So a runner at third with two men down. Martinez with his eighth stolen base in as many attempts. Riders are 7-for-7 in the series in stolen bases. Runner at third, two men down. Duran waits. Up, time called. Did he take too long? I do believe he did. Yep, so that I do believe will be ball two. Yep, two balls, no strikes. Well, as they say in the railroad trade, get on board. Loving the pitch clock the way it ought to be. Pitch down and away for a ball, 3-0. I said this last night, I think Michael Wilbon of ESPN had, I think, the best take. Said, not excited about it. Wish we didn't need it. But if it's working, bring it on. And it is now. Pitch by Acton. That's a strike in the count 3-1. So Garrett, a four-pitch walk to Martinez, then went 3-0 to Duran. Runner at third, two men down. And pitch misses for ball four. So Garrett, things coming undone a little bit here in the ninth inning for him. Three runs across, first and third, the runners. He will now face his eighth hitter of the inning, and that's Dustin Harris. And he has been absolutely just terrific at the plate. He's 2-for-4, could easily be 4-for-4. Single in the first, double in the third. Calabrese took a hit away from him on a sinking line drive to center in the sixth and ripped a ball to shortstop in the eighth. Left-handed hitter waits, pitch from Acton. Just high and away for a ball, 1-0. Boy, the top of the ninth, and I'm not being facetious, has lasted longer, I would think, than, boy, at one point, maybe an inning and a half. Here's the 1-0. That ball hit high in the air to left field. Going back and toward the corner, looking up. That ball's got a chance. That's going to get out of here. That ball got out. It is gone. Dustin Harris. Boy, and up in the jet stream. I mentioned to left field. Wasn't sure if the wind would hinder or help or, I don't know, maybe a bit of both. But Harris got that out of here. Michael Goldberg kept drifting back, thinking he had a shot at it. The ball got out of here. That is a three-run home run. And my goodness, has this ball game absolutely taken a big old left turn. Kyle McCann will go out and visit with Garrett Acton. But this is now a 6-1 game. Mound visit, Kyle McCann back behind the plate. Blaine Krim bats now, and here comes Bobby, and that's going to be it. Boy, for Garrett Acton, boy, he's got to be so disappointed. Came into a 1-0 game, gave up a base hit and a sharp line drive, but no runs in the eighth inning, and here in the ninth. Eight batters now have faced him. I think Bobby has made the call just yet, or has he? I think he has, yep. And so Garrett Acton's night is done. And boy, man, again, just no matter who you like, who you don't like, who you're rooting for, who you're not, man, piece of your heart has to go out to, you know, guy just had a really, really tough inning. Doesn't matter the team. It happens. It does. Well, let's just leave it with that. It happens, and it sure did to Garrett. So he will give up five hits in an inning and two-thirds, six runs. He will depart with the bases empty. So six runs, two walks, and a strikeout in a six-run top of the ninth inning. Haven't been actually, didn't, I should have jotted it down. You know, I did. It was 8:44 when this inning began. It occurred to me, of course, I'm glad I didn't say it out loud. Then I could be accused of jinxing it. But, yeah, the inning started at 8:44. So this inning has now taken, this half inning has taken 15 minutes. And I'll just guarantee you, we've played an inning and maybe an inning and a half. I don't know about two innings, but I bet we've played an inning and a half in 15 minutes or less. Certainly, because an hour 44 through the first eight innings of this game. We do need a call now, glancing at the clock, specifically 8:44. Nick Heiberger will come on to pitch. And again, he'll face Lane Krim, the only man to not yet bat in this inning. Boy, you go eight innings, one run across. And then comes the top of the ninth and a half dozen runs. Ball that Harris hit. And again, Devin, remember, is a former Oakland A's farmhand. He was part of the Mike Minor trade. Went over to Texas. Or he might be on the other side, might be in the other dugout tonight. Harris could easily be 5 for 5 in this game. He's hit it really well all five times up. The ball he hit, and again, if you hit it to right field, the wind is certainly against you. If you hit it to center, it's still largely against you in the form of a crosswind. Left field, we really kind of wondered, but where that ball went out, about 350, 355 or so, that's a guess, and over the high wall, that's the highest wall in the ballpark, is left field at 18 feet. And it got out of here, so you've really got to put a charge in it. Here's Blaine Krim, ground ball, one pitch for Heiberger, ground ball to shortstop. Ironman's throw is low, backhanded by Diaz. Boy, Jordan is not a natural first baseman. That is a really good play by Jordan Diaz. So, sure he'll get the glove-to-glove five from Jeremy Ironman. But, wow, what a half inning. The Riders put a half dozen runs on the board in a game that had seen one run through the first eight innings. To the last of the ninth, Village Car Wash score, Frisco 6 and the Rockhounds 1.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
The first eight innings of this ball game, and I don't have precise start time. Let us say that we started this game on time. This will be just a difference of a minute here or there. 1 hour, 44 minutes, eight innings, one run. The top of the ninth took an hour and a half. Well, okay, not quite. It took about 16 minutes, but boy, it felt like an hour and a half, I'm sure, for Garrett Acton on the mound. A six-run ninth inning. Well, that's in any sport, you know, if it's a timed sport, you have to play X number of minutes. If it's baseball, unless Mother Nature gets you, you got to play nine. And boy, what a lesson that is in this one. Pitcher called strike to Zach Gelop for Ozuna. who had to change gloves before he threw a pitch, is now the pitcher of record. Yanks that one down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Well, this game is still a very quick ball game, but boy, thing just took a big old left turn on the baseball freeway of life. The 0-1 pitch fouled back. It should be 1-1 pitch. It's now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Zach Geloff is 1-for-3, doubled and scored what was the game's only run in the seventh inning. Hits now in 15 of 16 games. Swings and misses, and he is out on strikes. Now for Ozuna, we saw him a year ago with the Riders, and he's off to a really good start. Sub-2 earned run average coming into this game for the right-hander. For Ozuna, who is from Nigas in the Dominican Republic. Faces Devin Foyle. His first strikeout, seventh for the Riders as a team. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. And, man, really good crowd that I will be curious to see what the official count is when we have a box. I don't know if I don't think I have that yet. Fly ball in the right center field on the move. It's Fabian on the move, and he makes the catch in right center. So Fabian hauls that in off Devin Foyle's bat. Two men down for Jeremy Ironman with the Hounds all of a sudden down 6-1. Boy, that is... Anytime you have a rough night, of course, on the mound or at the plate, whatever the case may be, that's rough. But well, for Garrett Acton, you come into a 1-0 game and then just the bottom just falls out of the evening. Swinging strike to Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy's had a tough ball game. He is 0-for-3, all on strikes. The 0-1 pitch, way outside, low and back to the screen. One ball and one strike the count. Man, I mean, for 8 innings, this was pretty well ideal. Big, big crowd. Home team breaks a 1-0, or scoreless game, 1-0 in the 7th, and then kaboom, swing the foul straight back. It's 1-2. Riders are now one strike away from improving to 8-1 on the road. Again, they're 4-5 at home. That won't last, of course. They'll be better than that at home. Swinging a foul straight back, but my goodness, on the road. Man, I want to know what brand suitcases these guys use, because, boy, and this one again in dramatic fashion. If I recall, they had one or two of those similar anyway at San Antonio. The 1-2 pitch, a hardy ball at shortstop, handled, though, nicely by Ornelas, throw to first, ball game. So, man, a big old baseball bolt of lightning in the top of the ninth inning as the Rough Riders put a half dozen on the board. They hit two home runs, and they win this game by the final score of 6-1. So the Riders improved to 12-6. Rockhounds fall to 9-9 on the season. Boy, a tale of two ball games. Most of the game and then the top of the ninth. And 6-1 is the final. Boy, all you can do, that's just a great performance by the Frisco Rough Riders. So you tip your cap, and you say, gentlemen, boy, well-pitched game, by the way. Remember that Hounds only had 3 base hits in this game. The Riders finished with 10 in the contest. So Frisco Rough Riders, gentlemen, one and all, and a job very well done in a dramatic, to say the least, ninth inning. This Bud and Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rough Riders in this game, they score 6 runs, do it on 10 base, actually had 11 base hits. Box score said 10. I total 11, so we will check on that. I'm going to go with 11 for right now. 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Rockhounds, 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors. And, sorry, 1 error because they had the error, forgive me, in the ninth inning on the throwing error. So let me correct my card on that one error for the Rockhounds, throwing error on the stolen base by Martinez. Well, the winning pitcher in this game will be Fur Ozuna. He came into the ball game in the eighth inning, pitched two scoreless innings, and, of course, did the tide ever turn in that amount of time. Garrett Acton will take the blown loss, or the blown save, and he will be credited with the loss. There were two home runs, the tie-breaking two-run home run by David Garcia, and then the icing on the cake by Dustin Harris, who was absolutely tremendous in this game at the plate, easily could have been 5-for-5 in this contest. Harris hits his second of the year, bumps his RBI total up to 13 with the three-run home run. I think they're still working on something on the box score, so we'll grab the time and attendance here on the other side of our upcoming timeout. Yeah, we're still apparently trying to get something squared away on the final box, but we will take a look at that here in just a couple of moments. So from Momentum Bank Ballpark, Frisco takes a 2-1 lead in this series. And they have won each of the last two games by 5 runs, but boy, they have sure been different ball games. They ran away and hid yesterday, did the Rough Riders. This one, not so much running away and hiding. A 6-run top of the ninth breaks a 1-0 Rockhounds lead in our final Village Car Wash score. Frisco 6, Rockhounds 1.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Frisco 6, Rockhounds 1. You say that, and it sounds like it was just a walk in the park. Boy, it was anything but in this game. The teams are scoreless after the singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It was a scoreless game. The Rough Riders, and I think it's important to say, certainly had the better scoring chances and certainly far more of them throughout this ball game. But Jack Cushing had pitched just brilliantly. He goes 7 innings. He scatters largely, 6 base hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Frisco had men in scoring position in the first, again in the third, again in the fourth, and the sixth. Fifth and sixth. So 4 different innings, runner in scoring position. But again, Cushing gets out of those jams. The Rockhounds in the seventh inning and had very, very little going. They had 1 base hit through the first 6. Justin Slayton, 5 innings, no runs on a hit, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Kevin Gowdy pitched a 1-2-3 sixth, but Zach Geloff opens the seventh with a double down the left field line. Jordan Diaz with a 2-out RBI single to left field scores Geloff, and the Rockhounds led it 1-0. Garrett Acton gave up a base hit and had a sharply hit line drive in the eighth inning, but nothing across. But in the ninth, Justin Foscue, a leadoff single to center field, kind of a soft line drive. Josh Storrs replaces him as a pinch runner. Jonathan Ornelas, on a terrific at bat, got down 0-2, fouled off a pair of 2-strike pitches, and then on a 2-2 pitch, doubles in the gap to right center field. Storrs scores all the way from first, and it is a 1-1 tie. 1 pitch later, the very next delivery, David Garcia, fly ball into the right field bullpen. Tie is broken. It was 3-1. Now, Garrett Acton got the next 2 batters, but then back-to-back walks to J.P. Martinez and Ezekiel Duran, and Dustin Harris takes a 1-0 pitch out of here. Harris, 3-for-5, could have been 5-for-5. Home run his second, and boy, that absolutely did it with a 3-run home run, capping a 6-run ninth inning. For Ozuna, meantime, retired the side in order not once but twice, 6 up, 6 down, couple of strikeouts for Ozuna, who picks up the win in this ball game. Unless I'm missing my guess, they're still totaling something on the box score. Now we'll see if I can grab an attendance figure here because it's got to be impressive. And boy, if you were with us here tonight, tremendous ball game. And again, 6-1 is, you can't say misleading because that was a score on the board. But boy, just the way it came about was not your average 6-1 game. That is the final. We'll take a look ahead toward tomorrow in just a moment. Rockhounds Radio heads for home after this.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Well, I knew it was a big crowd. Boy, this will find its way somewhere into the, not saying top 10 or anything, but it will be one of those attendances that flirting with 6,000 in this ballpark. That is a whole big bunch of folks. 5,936. And of course, the Riders, well, they spoil it in terms of the win and the loss, but a great bunch here tonight. And if you're on your way home from the ballpark and perhaps have us dialed in on your laptop or your tablet, whatever it might be, boy, thanks for coming out because this was a really good ball game. It was played in, I asked for attendance. I should have checked the time. I had it at right about 2 hours and 6 minutes, I think, 2:04, 2:05, 2:06. And that's with a 15-minute top of the ninth inning. So that's the way this one goes into the books. Frisco takes a 2-1 lead in the series. Teams will meet tomorrow. A pair of left-handers will go to the mound on seat cushion night. For the Rough Riders, it is Cody Bradford. He is 1-1 with a 10.80 ERA, but he's a really very good prospect for the Rangers. Again, numbers this time of the year, well, you just don't know what to expect. Jack Cushing came in with an 8 ERA in this game and pitched 7 scoreless innings. And for the Rockhounds, Ty Dameron, who is 0-0 with an 8.10 ERA. Ty will get the start tomorrow, so a battle of left-handers, 7 o'clock first pitch. Fireworks on Saturday night with a 7 o'clock ball game and 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. That's the second half of this 6-game series. Wow, a 6-run top of the ninth inning in the Frisco Rough Riders. Boy, Mad Max the Road Warrior, they are now 8-1 away from Riders Field. And they win this one with a 6-run ninth inning. Couple of home runs. The final score is 6-1. Well, again, thanks to everyone who was with us here in the ballpark tonight. I know I can speak for the Rockhounds and the staff. Well, they've been working their backsides off today. A lot of folks, big picnics here tonight. So one and all job very, very well done. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at the ballpark where the Riders win it with a 6-run top of the ninth. Until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Jackson. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.